So throughout the year, we kind of keep track of the latest meat export numbers with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He joins us now. And Dan, as we have been saying throughout the year, despite the headwinds, despite the challenges of supply chain issues and ongoing issues with and challenges from COVID, we continue to see great demand for meat around the world. And we're looking now at the October numbers. Let's start on the beef side. Another export record, right?
Yes. Good morning, Mike. Yeah, exactly right. The demand, the momentum continues on beef. The stats for October came in. We're up about 7.5% year on year. Still a record breaking pace, and the same as what we talked about last month. It's broad based growth. It's Korea. It's China. It's you know, the places like Central America and South America. So I'm really, it continues. And as you said, despite the headwinds.
So we look at those key markets, South Korea, Japan, China, Hong Kong, but also, as you mentioned, Central America, South America, that shows how widespread this demand is. And I mentioned the headwinds. I mean, the challenges we've talked about in getting product to these countries, that's a big part of it. Hopefully that doesn't eat into this record demand, because we strive to be a reliable supplier. Is that being threatened by the supply chain issues?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a threat. We've been talking about this now for several months, and we've seen evidence of it really back to the January of this year. The ability to – we have a reputation as one of the most reliable suppliers in the world, but definitely if this goes on much longer, that's at risk. That being said, this supply chain situation is a global issue. It's not only the U.S., but now, the good news is there's been a little bit of there's been some development since we last talked. The House of Representatives approved a Ocean Shipping Reform Act earlier this week, which really puts maybe some more teeth in some of the enforceability of some of these shipping contracts with the exporters, which is long overdue. So really kudos to the House and hopefully the Senate soon that will pass this, and the work of the industry to get this done. This is significant movement in the right direction to try to ensure that a lot of these bookings get out on time from these, not only the West Coast ports, but all the ports in the U.S.
All right. So again, kind of going over the highlights here, beef exports reached 115,709 metric tons in October. That's up 7.5% from a year ago. Export value climbed 48% to $956.9 million, the second highest total on record. So that's on the beef side. What's happening on the pork side?
Well, pork had another big month. It was down slightly at 226,000 metric tons. The main country there that's down, which is the same trends we've seen the last several months, is China. And we're down about 24% year to date, which was totally expected as they start to make an effort to rebuild their herds from the African swine fever issue. But that being said, we're on track to export for the year to China about 750,000 tons, which is down 24 or 5%, but still be the second largest year ever. Still, the China market's been a big, very good customer for U.S. pork as well. But similar to the beef side, the broad-based growth, the delta is being made up with China by all these other countries, Mexico, Japan, Korea, Central and South America. So this theme is consistent on the pork side as well, that demand globally, as a general rule, not only is it good, but in many cases, it's record-breaking.
We don't talk a lot about lamb, but some good numbers there, too.
Yeah, lamb, I think lamb, we saw big numbers increases in Mexico and the Caribbean. I think that's a testament to the rebound of food service. you know, it isn't international travel so much that's coming into Mexico and the Caribbean, but definitely North American travel is coming in. And so there's every sign that food service is starting to come back with a vengeance. And that was some of the other regular distributed business that Lamb has. It's looking pretty good for them as we finish up the year as well.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. So, Dan, these are numbers from October. We're assuming that the numbers are going to look good for the rest of 2021. What are your thoughts? What's your outlook for 2022?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this momentum continues, albeit maybe at a little bit slower pace. On the beef side, as I said earlier, we'll by far be a record for 2021. Our estimate is right now 4% growth additional off that record for 2022. It might be a bit of a conservative estimate, but nevertheless, we do see continued growth. And on the pork side, the real key there, as you know, is China. What will China do? That's always the question. But our guess at this point, or our forecast, I should say, is that 2022 will look a lot like 2021, call it steady to maybe just some slight growth, which basically means that we continue to see demand for pork outside of China continuing to grow.
Does price threaten to slow down that demand?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. Everyone's asking that same question. I guess the way I can answer it is, so far, no. Will it or could it? It definitely could. But I'll tell you what, this demand is so resilient on a lot of different fronts that I would have to think that if it does slow it down, it won't be dramatic. But it's anybody's guess. But I can't overstate the strength of this demand globally. And like I said, it's not just one market, it's several. So I think that's a really good thing for our industry going forward.
Looking at your market development work, when you have demand that strong, that's a big part of it right there. So that makes it somewhat easier. But what are your other challenges? Obviously, supply chain. But when you're trying to develop these markets, and what are your challenges right now in developing even stronger markets?
Well, you have to look at market development, especially in these emerging regions like South America, you know, a little bit like a Central America as well, or even Africa or Indonesia, some of these places. It's a long-term venture because, you know, in any given year, you have a lot of risk with these emerging regions. You have currency risk, and the fact that we have global inflation returning, that's more of a risk for an emerging region than it is for an established one. So, you know, these are some of the things that keep you up at night. But I try to look at the broad-based focus. And the broad-based focus is global growth of population, emerging economies, especially in these developing regions, more spending power of the middle class. I think over time, that'll outweigh some of these other concerns.
Is there a market out there that maybe is not real big right now, but you think could really expand in 2022?
Well, there's probably several of them. On the beef side, I'm looking at a market like Colombia that on pork has just seen huge growth in the last 10 years. And I think beef is positioned to maybe see some of that incremental growth as well. On the pork side, there's probably, Philippines, Vietnam, a lot of these countries show a lot of promise going forward. So, and then, of course, you know, the whole continent of Africa is an opportunity that's probably a few years off, but it'll be here before you know it, I think.
Well, an amazing amount of work goes on behind the scenes in market development work. And I know it's tremendously rewarding to see those efforts pay off the way they have this year with these strong numbers, and hopefully we'll continue into 2022. Dan, congratulations to you and your staff at U.S. Meat Export Federation on the great job you're doing, and always appreciate your time coming on and being with us each month to go over the numbers. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's our pleasure.
Take care. Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.